Buenos días a todos.
Good morning to everyone.
Qué precioso cantar así al Señor.
How wonderful it is to be able to sing like that to the Lord.
He tratado de practicar un poco más mi pequeño inglés.
I've tried to practice a little bit more my little bit of English.
Y estuve tratando de aprender el número 17 y 175 en coreano.
And I've been trying to learn 17 and 175 in Korean.
Pero cuando llegó la hora no lo pude pronunciar.
But when it came time to use it, I could not pronounce it.
Vamos a leer en esta mañana en Salmos 142.
We're going to be reading this morning in Psalms 142.
En versículo 7.
And verse 7. Psalms 142, verse 7. Bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me.
Muy bien, este versículo dice, saca mi alma de la cárcel.
In this verse it says to bring my soul out of prison.
Para que alabe tu nombre, me rodearán los justos.
That I may praise thy name, the righteous shall compass about me.
Porque tú me serás propicio.
For thou shalt deal bountifully with me.
Lo que me llama la atención es lo que dice el salmista David, saca mi alma de la cárcel.
What grabs my attention is what the psalmist David is saying here, bring my soul out of prison.
Vamos a leer en el Nuevo Testamento.
We're going to be reading in the New Testament.
En el libro de los Hechos, capítulo 16.
In the book of Acts, 16.
Y versículos.
In verses.
23 en adelante.
23. And when they had laid many stripes on them, hasta donde?
Hasta el 31.
31, okay. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, drew his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light, and sprang in, came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house.
Hasta aquí vamos a leer por el momento.
Up to this point is where we're going to read for now.
Y confiamos que el Señor ha de bendecir su palabra en nuestros corazones.
And we're confident that the Lord will bless his word in our hearts.
Estaba pensando que la noche anterior,
I was thinking just last night,
el reloj automáticamente se cambió, se retrasó una hora.
That the clock changed by itself, it went backward 1 hour.
Por lo general, los dispositivos que están conectados a un satélite,
normally they're connected to some sort of satellite.
Automáticamente, cuando llega después de la medianoche o la una de la mañana, se retrocede una hora.
So automatically, when it's midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, they go backward 1 hour.
Y es lo que le llaman, o lo que ha sucedido en todo el estado de California.
And that's what's taken place in all of the state of California.
Atrasar la hora, el reloj, 1 hora.
For the clock to go back 1 hour.
Y eso fue a la medianoche o después de la medianoche.
That happened at midnight or just a little thereafter.
Y estaba pensando en algunos casos que encontramos en la palabra de Dios.
And I've been thinking about a few situations that we find in the Bible.
Que sucedieron a la medianoche.
That happened at midnight.
No lo vamos a leer, pero se lo voy a mencionar.
We're not going to read them, but I will mention them to you.
En Éxodo capítulo 12.
In Exodus 12.
Nos dice la palabra de Dios.
The word of God says.
Que a la medianoche pasó Jehová por la tierra de Egipto.
That at midnight, Jehovah passed through Egypt.
Y versículo 29 nos dice que el primogénito de Faraón murió.
And verse 19 tells us that the firstborn of Pharaoh died.
El primogénito, aún del cautivo que estaba en la cárcel, también murió.
It also says that the firstborn of the captive in prison also died.
Y el primogénito de todo animal murió.
And also the firstborn of all animals died.
La medianoche concerniente a la castigo o la muerte de los primogénitos.
There we have midnight, which is connected with God's punishment against the firstborn.
Pero no murieron los que estaban dentro de la casa con la señal de la sangre en las puertas.
But those who were inside the house with the blood on the door did not die.
Porque un cordero había tomado su lugar y la sangre de ese cordero fue puesto en la puerta de aquellas casas.
It's because a lamb had died and the blood of that lamb had been placed upon the door of that house.
Y ninguna persona, ni hijo ni padre, murió dentro de las casas de los israelitas.
And not a person died, not a son, not a father, within the house of the Israelites.
Otro caso que sucedió a la medianoche.
Another situation that took place at midnight.
Está en Jueces 16.
Is in Judges 16.
Sansón está en la ciudad de Gaza.
Samson is in Gaza.
Los hombres de la ciudad se han reunido para matar a Sansón cuando sea de mañana.
The men of the city had gathered around to be able to kill Samson when the morning light came.
Pero en el verso 3 dice que Sansón durmió hasta la medianoche.
But in verse 3 it says that Samson slept until midnight.
Y a la medianoche él se levantó.
At midnight he woke up.
Y tomó los pilares de la ciudad y se los llevó hacia un monte alto.
Then he took the gates of the city and he walked with them up to a high mountain.
De esa manera él fue librado de morir a la mañana.
In that way he was liberated from dying in the morning.
Otro caso que sucedió a la medianoche está en Primera de Reyes.
Another situation that took place at midnight is in 1 Kings.
Usted ya sabrá el caso de las dos mujeres y sus dos hijos.
You probably already know the situation between the two women and their two sons.
Cuando una de ellas al dormir se acostó sobre su hijo y lo mató.
When one of the ladies, when she fell asleep, fell on her son and killed him.
Y en el verso 20 nos dice que a la medianoche.
And in verse 20 it says, at midnight.
Ella se levantó y tomó su hijo muerto y lo puso al lado del que tenía el hijo vivo.
It says that she woke up at midnight, she took her dead son and put her alongside of the woman who had the living son.
Y tomó el hijo vivo de aquella mujer y se quedó con él.
And then she took the son that was living from that woman and she stayed with him.
Por la madrugada, la mujer que tenía su hijo vivo estaba lista para dar de comer a su hijo.
In the morning, the woman who had her son survive was about ready to give him something to eat.
Pero se dio cuenta que el niño estaba muerto.
She noticed he was dead.
Y por la mañana ella se dio cuenta que no era su hijo.
And in the morning she realized that was not her son.
Era el hijo de la otra mujer.
It was the son of the other woman.
Y el de ella aún vivía.
And the one that was her son actually was still alive.
Y eso sucedió el cambio a la medianoche.
The change took place at midnight.
Hemos leído en esta hora en Hechos 16.
We've read here at this time in Acts 16.
Acerca del carcelero de Filipos.
About the Philippian jailer.
Este Pablo y Silas están ahora en la cárcel.
Paul and Silas are now in jail.
Y en el versículo 23 nos dice que el carcelero se encargó de azotarlos.
And in verse 23 it says that the jailer was to keep them safely.
Y el carcelero estaba encargado de guardar y cuidar a los presos que estaban a su cargo.
It was a responsibility of the jailer to be able to keep the prisoners that were in his charge.
Pero verso 25 nos dice que a la medianoche.
But in verse 25 it says at midnight.
Pablo y Silas estaban cantando himnos a Dios.
It says that they were singing hymns to God.
Y los demás presos que estaban en la cárcel oían como ellos cantaban.
And the other prisoners that were in the same jail were able to hear the way they sang.
Mientras ellos estaban en una prisión por predicar el evangelio.
While they were in prison for preaching the gospel.
Aprendíamos recientemente por nuestro hermano Glenn.
we've learned recently from our brother Glenn,
que aunque ellos estaban prisioneros físicamente, estaban libres interior o espiritualmente.
That even though physically they were prisoners, externally, internally they were actually free.
Por eso ellos podían cantar y podían con gozo alabar al Señor.
That's why they were able to sing and with joy give praise to God.
Hemos leído en el Salmo 142 y verso 7.
We've read in Psalms chapter 142, verse 7.
Saca mi alma de la cárcel para que alabe tu nombre.
Free my soul from prison that I might praise thy name.
Era lo que Pablo y Silas tenían, la libertad de alabar el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
That's exactly what Paul and Silas had, was the freedom to be able to praise the name of Christ.
En cambio, los otros presos que estaban allí estaban presos físicamente, pero también eran presos espiritualmente.
In contrast, the other prisoners who were there were not only prisoners physically, but they were also prisoners spiritually.
Aprendemos que el ser humano está en una prisión espiritual.
We learn that the human being is in a prison that is spiritual.
Que el hombre y mujer es un esclavo de pecado.
That men and women are slaves to sin.
Y que el hombre no se puede liberar a sí mismo al menos que crea en el Señor Jesucristo.
And that man cannot free themselves unless they have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Los presos que estaban en la cárcel no podían librarse físicamente.
The prisoners who were in the jail were not able to free themselves physically.
Ni aun Pablo y Silas, porque estaban en la prisión de aún más adentro.
Not even Paul and Silas, because they were in the inner prison.
Encadenados y sujetados a una madera.
Chained and subject to a piece of wood.
Pero a la medianoche, cuando ellos están cantando,
but at midnight, when they were singing,
el terremoto que sobrevino de repente,
there was an earthquake that came right away.
Era tan fuerte que sacudió los cimientos de aquella cárcel.
It was so strong that it had loosened the bands in that jail.
Y las puertas de la cárcel se abrieron y las cadenas de todos se soltaron.
And the doors of the prison opened and the bands on all of the prisoners were loosed.
Y de esa manera todos los presos quedaron libres.
And in that way, all of the prisoners were left free.
Aquel carcelero quien era el encargado de cuidar los presos,
the jailer who was responsible for the prisoners,
al ver que el terremoto había pasado y que los presos estaban liberados,
to see that the earthquake had taken place and that the prisoners were free,
viendo las puertas abiertas, él pensaba de que todos habían huido.
Seeing the doors open, he thought everybody had fled.
Y tomó su espada y él se iba a matar.
And he took his sword and he was going to kill himself.
Se iba a suicidar.
He was going to commit suicide.
La palabra de Dios dice que ningún suicida entrará al reino de los cielos.
The Bible talks about not one person committing suicide enters into heaven.
Tal vez usted no es un conocerá alguna persona suicida.
Perhaps you don't know somebody who is suicidal.
Yo he sabido de muchos que se han quitado la vida a sí mismos.
I've known many who have taken their own lives.
Pero cada uno que está en esta mañana, en este lugar,
but everyone who is here this morning in this place,
que aún no ha creído en el Señor Jesucristo,
who have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ,
es un pecador delante de Dios.
You're a sinner before God.
Por lo tanto, le impide entrar al cielo.
And for that reason, it's important that, you're left out from going into heaven.
Por eso la palabra de Dios nos dice que aquel hombre cuando pidió a luz,
that's why the Bible says that when that jailer asked for light,
él dijo, señores, ¿qué debo hacer para ser salvos?
He said, sirs, what must I do to be saved?
Lo que Pablo y Silas respondieron a aquel hombre,
what Paul and Silas responded to that man,
le dijeron, cree en el Señor Jesucristo y serás salvo tú y tu casa.
They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house.
Y ese es el mensaje del Evangelio.
That is the message of the gospel.
El centro del Evangelio es el Señor Jesucristo.
The center of the gospel is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Quien murió por nosotros en una cruz.
Who died on the cross for us.
Para liberarnos a nosotros de nuestras prisiones.
To be able to free us from our prison.
Aquel carcelero no era un preso, era encargado de los presos.
That jailer was not a prisoner. He was in charge of the prisoners.
Pero interiormente o espiritualmente, él era un preso.
But inside and spiritually, he was a prisoner.
Un esclavo del pecado.
A slave to sin.
Y ese hombre a la medianoche estuvo por muy poco de perder la vida.
And that man, right there at midnight, almost lost his life.
Pero la palabra de Dios llegó a él a tiempo.
But the word of God got to him on time.
La palabra de Dios ahora llega a tiempo a su vida.
The word of God comes today, in time, in your life.
No queremos decir de que a la medianoche será el día en que tú o nosotros vamos a morir.
We're not saying that at midnight tonight you're going to die.
Por lo que nosotros no sabemos cuándo vamos a morir.
Truth is, we don't know when we're going to die.
Pero quisiéramos saber y tener la seguridad.
But we want to know and have the security.
Que cuando la muerte llegue a su vida.
That when death comes to your life.
Usted ha creído en el Señor Jesucristo.
That you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Y usted puede ir al cielo.
And you can go to heaven.
Pero qué triste será si la muerte llega a su vida.
But how sad it would be if death came to your life.
Y usted sin haber creído en el Señor Jesucristo.
And you without trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Le espera una condenación eterna.
You have an eternity that is in condemnation.
El carcelero fue salvo.
The jailer was saved.
Porque nos dice en el versículo 32 que le hablaron la palabra del Señor a él y a todos los que estaban en su casa.
Because it tells us there in verse 32 that they spake unto him the word of the Lord and all, to all that were in his house.
Y su familia escuchó también la palabra y recibieron al Señor.
His family also heard the word of God and they received the Lord Jesus Christ.
En el versículo 33 nos dice que el carcelero en aquella misma hora de la noche.
It tells us in verse 33 that the jailer in that same night, or hour of the night.
Lavó las heridas y enseguida se bautizó él con todos los suyos.
Had washed their stripes and was baptized and all his straightway.
Dice que en aquella misma hora.
It says in that same night.
A la medianoche fue el terremoto.
At midnight was the earthquake.
A la medianoche él se iba a matar.
At midnight he was going to kill himself.
Pablo y Silas le hablaron de la palabra.
Paul and Silas had talked to him about the word.
Él creyó en el Señor Jesucristo.
He believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Y también hablaron la palabra de Dios a toda su familia.
And they also shared the word of God with the rest of the family.
Y dice la palabra de Dios que a la misma hora él se bautizó con todos los suyos.
And the word of God tells us that that same hour he was baptized in all his straightway.
En un lapso de una hora.
In a lapse of time that was only 1 hour.
No sabemos el nombre del carcelero.
We don't know the name of the jailer.
Pero la Biblia menciona tres veces la palabra carcelero.
But the Bible mentions 3 times the word jailer.
Bueno, en español, 3 veces encontramos la palabra carcelero.
At least in Spanish, 3 times we find the word jailer.
En el versículo 23 es la primera vez.
In verse 23 is the first time.
Y es cuando el carcelero está castigando a Pablo y a Silas.
And that's when the jailer is charging or chastising Paul and Silas.
En el versículo 27 es la segunda vez.
And verse 27 is the second time.
Cuando él despierta y él ve las puertas abiertas y él se va a quitar la vida.
When he wakes up, he sees the prison doors open and he's about to take his life.
Y la tercera vez es en el versículo 36.
And the third time is in verse 36.
Cuando el carcelero trae las palabras a Pablo.
When the prisoner brings these tidings to Paul.
Cuando le dice, le da el anuncio que los encargados de la ciudad puede sueltan a Pablo.
When they tell Paul that those who were the keepers of the city were able to let him go.
Y que los suelte para que ellos se puedan ir.
And to loose them and let them go.
No sabemos el nombre.
We don't know his name.
Pero sí sabemos lo que él hizo.
We know what he did.
Él creyó en el Señor Jesucristo.
He believed on the Lord Jesus Christ.
A la medianoche.
At midnight.
Ahorita no es medianoche.
Right now it's not midnight.
Pero usted puede creer igualmente en el Señor Jesucristo.
But all the same you can still believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Y la palabra de Dios dice que será salvo usted y su casa.
The Bible says, and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house.
No quiere decir que porque usted crea, inmediatamente su familia también es salva.
That doesn't mean that just because you believe, immediately your family is saved.
sino que usted entrega su vida al Señor Jesucristo.
It means that when you give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ,
y el Señor en su gracia y misericordia,
and the Lord in his grace and mercy,
seguirá obrando en el resto de su familia,
will continue working in the rest of your family.
Porque la palabra de Dios ha llegado a una persona.
Because the word of God came to one person.
Y usted será testimonio a los de su familia.
And you can be that testimony to the others in your family.
Así como el carcelero, él aceptó al Señor Jesús.
Just like this jailer who accepted the Lord Jesus Christ.
Luego él lleva a Pablo y a Silas para que también hablen a, también a su familia.
And that's when he took Paul and Silas so that they would also speak with his family.
En el versículo 34 nos dice,
in verse 34 it tells us,
y llevándolos a su casa les puso a la mesa.
And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them.
Y se regocijó con toda su casa de haber creído a Dios.
And rejoiced believing in God with all his house.
Saca mi alma de la cárcel.
Free my soul from prison.
Para que alabe tu nombre.
That I might glorify thy name.
Eso decía Salmo 142 y versículo 7.
That's what Psalms 142 verse 7 says.
Aquí tenemos una familia alabando a Dios porque han creído en el Señor Jesucristo.
Here we have a family who is worshiping God because they have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Y aún cada una de las familias que estamos en esta en este día.
That also all of the families which are here today.
Alabamos a Dios porque hemos creído en Él.
We can praise God because we have believed in Him.
Porque hemos recibido al Señor Jesucristo como nuestro Salvador.
Because we've received the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
Porque tenemos la seguridad de que vamos al cielo.
Because we have a security that we are going to heaven.
Y todo aquel que está entre nosotros y aún no es salvo.
And everyone who is here today who is still not saved.
Puede ser salvo creyendo en el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Can be saved simply by believing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Y que el Señor bendiga su palabra en nuestros corazones.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. Shall we close in prayer? Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for the gospel message. And we thank thee that it was given to us because there was a great price that was paid there so many years ago at the cross of Calvary. We thank thee that we can freely preach this gospel message in a country where we have the liberty to do so. And we would continue to pray that that liberty may be afforded us to be able to publicly proclaim the best news mankind has ever heard, that Christ died for sinners. We thank thee, Lord, for hearing of the testimony of this Philippian jailer who, there at midnight, would be able to know what it was to have spiritual chains fall off of his heart and realize what it is to be set free from sin through the blood of Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. We pray, Lord, for any here today who have listened to the gospel message and yet are struggling with this question of salvation. We pray that thou make clear to them these truths in only the way that God can. We can do our best in attempting to communicate the gospel, but we realize that its truth and how to accept it is communicated by thyself. So we are cast upon thee entirely, not upon ourselves, that thou wilt reach and save a precious soul even today. So, Lord, we put ourselves in thy hands, praying for thy blessing in thy son's name. Amen.